Well, as we were saying a couple of weeks ago, there's this real resurgence towards old-fashioned arcade games. I think people are getting, well, people my age are getting sick of this new video stuff, and we just want to relive our youths. And nothing brings back the past like a pinball machine or a great arcade game. Michael Bowyer is the general manager of AMD, Amusement Machine Distributors. They distribute Stern pinball machines, and he joins us on the phone again. Welcome back to the Man Cave.
Thanks, Luke. Good talking to you again.
Mate, what's going on? This is going off.
Oh, crazy stuff. Yeah, crazy stuff. Yeah.
You were telling me before that you had a container of Iron Maiden pinball machines. A container? How many in a container?
In a 20-foot container, you get 33 games. In a 40-foot container, you get 69 games.
And everything's pre-sold?
Well, not just this container that we unloaded this morning, but the container that lands in about 2 weeks' time, that's pre-sold. We're working into a container that lands in August. That's almost pre-sold, and now we're working into a container that will land in September. So it's almost a container a month now.
Now, is it everyone, the people buying these machines or leasing these machines, is it just people mine and Simon's age, or is it younger people discovering these things?
I think it's a good mix. Yeah, I think it's a good mix. I think it's a mix of both. 20 to 30-year-olds are experiencing games for the first time and they're finding a new love. And then you've got the older generation, the 40, 60-year-olds, our age, Luke, who are reliving their childhood again.
We don't have any electronic games in my man cave. We have, as you know, a dartboard. We have a pool table, 7x4. And we have the machine, the penny in the corner. And it's so socially interactive.
Oh, look, it definitely promotes a social chemistry. You know, there's something about playing not just by yourself, but playing, you know, two or more players and, you know, promoting the competitive nature and the social experience of playing pinball. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's such a lot of fun. Look, tell me, how affordable are these things?
Oh, look, I think thanks to a relatively strong US exchange, they're somewhat affordable. They're not for everybody. I mean, they start at about $8,000 and they go all the way up over to $13,000 for the limited edition games. Hopefully a price range for everybody.
Look, there is. And I noticed that the Iron Maiden games seem to be at the top of the list.
Oh, crazy at the moment. Yeah.
You know, why is that?
I think Iron Maiden is such a strong brand. It's a current brand. They're still touring. They're still making albums, and they're still touring. I think it's not only a good game, but they've got such good music that's included in the game as well.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we got an AC/DC one here at work. That creates a lot of interest. What else is there? Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. We're still selling Star Wars games. AC/DC we've just released the Vault Edition of the AC/DC, which is a rehash of the game that we sold in 2012 to 2014, which you have there in your studio. And there'll be another title released at the end of this year as well.
Now, what about pinball competitions? This is what I wanted to get into. Apparently, there's an IFPA, International Pinball Flipper Association. Tell me you're joking.
Oh, look. You know, that's, you know, I wish I could tell you I was joking, but I'm not. This association's been going on forever. And it's really only become more popular in the last sort of, you know, 7 to 8 years in Australia. We only had a few players that were registered in the IFPA. Now we have hundreds. You know, we have absolutely hundreds of players. Some are ranked actually in the top 100 players of in the world. And they sanction pinball competitions all over the world. Many of them are in Australia, many of them which we sponsor financially. And this creates such a strong growing base of competitive players.
Who's better, men or women, in your opinion?
Oh, look, you're digging a hole for me now.
Well, let me tell you, at my place, my missus is queen of the pool table. She's nearly queen of the dart table, the dartboard. I still own that one. But she's definitely queen of the flipper.
Look, I would have to actually add to that. The recent, last year's Pinfest is an annual gathering of pinball enthusiasts and machines in Newcastle every year, which I take my son to. He's 9 years old and he beats me.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is what I mean by saying that pinball has no barriers. You know, whether you're old or young, whether you're male or female, pinball is for everybody.
Okay, Michael, how do we find you?
You can head to our website, amd.com.au. On social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But most people contact us through our website.
www.amdcoinop. All one word. AMDCOINOP. AMDCoinOp.com.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, Michael Bowyer is the General Manager of Amusement Machine Distributors. That is AMD. They distribute Stern machines. And you've got to get into it, folks. You've got to get into it. It's a lot of fun. Brings back some great memories. And for young people, hopefully creating some new ones. Good on you, Michael.
Thanks, Luke. Thanks for talking to me.
Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
And if you want proof positive that these pinball machines are so much fun, look, they bring back great memories, but they're very clever what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Your missus, the Vegas showgirl, she was having a play on mine last week.
How
and you videotaped it. Is it on our Facebook, Jess? Is Vegas playing the pinball machine on the Night Shift Facebook?
Not yet, but I can pop her up.
Yeah. I think you should because it's really funny. Really funny.
AMD. Look them up if you're looking at getting a penny or an arcade game.